In the end of Parsha Shoftim is the Parsha of the Egla Rufa, where a body was found near a city, and they have no idea who was responsible for this death, and they measure to find which is the closest city, and then the whole Zikni Ha'ir, all this Canaan of that city go out, and they make this speech, Yodeno lo shofcho es adom azeh, and Rashi explains that what they're saying is that we didn't let this guy leave without giving him proper mezunos, without achnasas orchim, without giving him levia, without walking him out, taking him, walking him out of the city, and we're not responsible for this tragedy that took place. So the Ralbag says, "The toelis is alamdenu, shehamasim hamagunim, sheyosu b'mokuma." That ugly things, not nice things that are done in a place. In a yesh b'zechet, they are considered a chet. L'mi sheroi sheyishtadol b'hanhogas bnei hamokim. To those that are worthy or capable or roy, that to they should be putting in effort in leading the citizens, the people of that place, that's considered a chet for them. Therefore, this kenim, kol haskenim, kol ziknei ho'ir, the pasuk says, had to come out. And they had to make this speech and say, no, we're not responsible. We didn't let him go without mezunos, without levia. We are innocent of this thing. Because when an avla is done, obviously some avla was done, something happened over here inappropriate, and the ziknei ha'ir are responsible, and they had to first clarify and justify and explain that, no, we're not responsible for this avla that took place. And then he says more. Omar gam kein shim yasu hayosha b'nei Hashem ledaktik b'hanhogas ha'om, and if these people, this kenim, do that which is proper in the eyes of Hashem, to be medaktik, to be meticulous in leading the people, yezeh sibosh lo yeosu k'moy elo ha'pa'ulas ha'magunos. More than that, not only are they going to be responsible if it happens, but if they will truly, the leaders will truly lead in the proper way, then such things will not happen at all. When you do the Yosha Be'enei Hashem, the leadership will lead the Klal Yisrael, will lead the Om properly, then such tragedies will not take place. So, I mean, just the thing itself is that sounds like that the tragedies that happen when these ugly things, these terrible things that take place, that if the Hanhoga, if the Klal Yisrael is properly led, then these things will not. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will lead us. Everything, it sounds like, is a result of the lack of leadership. This the Rosh Yeshiva always brought the Sipurnu and Vatekach Kaf Yerech Yaakov, that when the Malach of Esav was losing the battle to Yaakov Avinu and he wanted to shake him up so he should be able to beat him, so he showed him the future, the chet madriche amoy, showed him the shortcomings of the lacking, the chatoim of the leadership. And the Reshiva pointed out, he says, he could have shown him every page came out of Jewish history with all the bloodshed and all the tzoris and the torment and torture. But the thing that he found most powerful to shake Yaakov Avinu more than anything in order to overpower him in the battle, he showed him the shortcomings in Hanhoga. When we have manhigim and there's a lack of proper hanhoga, that's the worst tragedy. And here he says too, if there would be proper hanhoga, then lozeat omar v'atotivar adom anoki, there's going to be no such thing. Kitase hayosher b'nei Hashem, and the yosher b'nei Hashem that he's talking about is the yosher of the manhigim. Yasu hayosher b'nei Hashem ledaktik hanhoga so'om. But there's something else that's interesting over here too. Because he says that there's a chet for lemi sheroi sheyishtadol b'hanhogas b'nei hamokim. Because it says kol ziknei ho'ir. So it sounds like that there's two types of skenim. There are skenim who are manigas ho'om, and there are skenim who are roi sheyishtadol b'hanhogas b'nei hamokim. And both are considered responsible for this chet. Hinei yesh bo zeh chet lemi sheroi sheyishtadl. The underlying ingredient that makes them responsible, why kol ziknei oir have to come out, is because they were worthy of yishtadl, of hanhoga. They were worthy of hanhoga, and they didn't do it. So it's not only the manhigim who weren't, didn't properly lead, but kol mi sheroi sheyishtadl hanhoga svei amokim, says he's also, now it seems that there's a maisa meguna, and a person, he's not the leader, but he has the koiches of leadership. He could have been a leader. He's worthy to be a leader, and he too is responsible for that. In other words, when a person reaches a level where he's capable of leadership and he doesn't step up to the plate, and maybe he says to himself, well, there's other leaders, fakir, there's leaders, there's people, there's plenty of others, Kaden, there's plenty of other manhigim, there's plenty of other talmidei chachomim, and he too is responsible, because the, I guess what it means is that leadership by Klal Yisrael is so choshuv, and it's such a sense of achrayus, that even if I'm not actually in that position, but if I'm capable of that, and something happens, then I should be held responsible for it also, because I could have done something about it. I have the ability to be a leader, and therefore that these masim megunim, which were done under the leadership of someone else, but I am considered responsible also because I'm worthy to be a leader. I don't even know if it needs just more than worthy to be a leader, which means I have leadership in me. Then I too have that responsibility, because anyone who has the koiches of leadership has to be using it. If he wasn't capable of using it, then he wouldn't be responsible. But I think it means something, that leadership is a tremendous thing. It's a tremendous achrayus. It's critical to the Klal Yisrael. If the leadership is appropriate, then there'll be and if the leadership is inappropriate, then everyone who had the ability to be a leader also will be held responsible. So I think, you know, we're Baruch Hashem people sitting and learning today, B'nai Torah, that they're the future leaders, and we have to think in those terms, that we have qualities, we have capabilities. Very often we have more capabilities than we realize. And those capabilities obligate us to do whatever we possibly can. And it seems that leadership in Klal Yisrael is the ikar of Hayosha Be'enei Hashem, because everything really is totally in the proper leadership. Just going back to Parshas Re'eh, there's a famous posuk, Bonim Atem LaHashem Elokeichem Lo Yisgoedu, your children to Hashem, and don't overly express your mourning for a lost relative. She'ein roi laharois tachlis hadogo. It's not appropriate to show the ultimate worry, v'tzar and pain al akorav shemes, on a relative that died. Kishenish al korav nichbod mimeno b'malu v'tikvas toiv. When you're left with a relative who's more mechubed, more elevated, more honored in Mila, in his status, and uvetikvas hatoiv, and in the hope, he's more honored in the hope that he can do good for you. Lefikoch atem bonim l'Hashem melekechem. You're bonim, your children to Hashem. Shuavichem kayim lo'ad. He's your father, and he's kayim lo'ad. He's eternal. Ein roi shetidagu v'tisablu v'tachlis al shum meis. You shouldn't be overly mourning on any meis. Tassimu korcho b'inenechem l'meisus. All of these wild and extreme expressions of tzar for a mace. Okay, so just an interesting lotion. He says, "Kishenisha korov nichbod mimeno b'malo b'tikvas hatoiv." Person lost a relative. Not only when a person lost a father, you know, because he's avichem, he's kaim lo'ad, and on a father, on a parent, there's an union of kovoid. But it's still a relative, anyone, someone who's korov, someone you feel the pain. So the solution, the reason that you should not overly be feeling that worry or that tsar is because there's a code of nichbad mimenu b'malu uvetikvas toiv, that he's exalted, he's elevated, he's honored more. He's more mechubad in his milus and the tikvas toiv. It seems that that's not like what I'm lacking. I'm feeling the pain of a relative. I'm feeling the pain of an emotional pain, a korei for someone who's close to me, a lost relative. It's not about the COVID, and it may not even be about the tikvas hatoiv, but it's certainly not. It's emotional. It's love. It's feeling, and yet the Sipurna seems to say that what is the counter to the daiga and the tsar that you have? The counter is that there's a koroiv nichbod mimeno b'malu v'tikva satoiv. So it sounds like that this idea of somebody is so mechubud that I look up to him, that I see this royal kovod, that there's this sense of appreciation of the elevated status of this individual. That's the nakuda that's going to be able to help me to substitute for the emotional loss that I lost. Well, what that really means is that it seems to take this concept of a relationship with Hashem to a new level. That the relationship with Hashem is, I would say, look, I lost a very close relative, a very close friend, somebody that I'm very, very emotionally shattered because of that loss. Okay, but I have the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Rebbeinu Shel Olam is my friend. He's my best friend. He's Madaloch Sani Lechavroch Zeakodesh Baruch Hu. We have this close relationship. But it seems that it needs another ingredient. It seems it's Nishar Koroiv Nichbad Mimenu B'malu V'tikvas Toiv. If there isn't this sense of appreciation of the Hashivus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it's not going to have that soothing effect to compensate for the emotional loss that a person has. I think what that means is that when we speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we speak about our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we also have to think in terms of the COVID. Sometimes, you know, we get so close, you know, in a parent it happens too. We get so close in the relationship that the COVID sort of falls to the side, you know, goes by the wayside. And it seems that in order to maintain a relationship which has the power to compensate or substitute or alleviate the daiga and the tsar that I have from the lost loved one, seems a person needs in his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu also that sense of kovod. And sometimes we're mezalzel, you know, we take for granted. There's so many halochas that exist in Shulchan Aruch, whether it's in Hashkomas HaBoiker, or whether it's in Tefillah, or whether it's in Dibur, the way we speak, or the way we carry ourselves, that have to do with the fact that we're Shivisi Hashem LeNegdi Somid, the Mechaber starts off in Shulchan Aruch. We're always in front of Hashem. That sense of kovod for Hashem. And it seems that that's critical to compensate for the emotional loss that we would have in the loss of a close korev. So I think that, you know, maybe we have to rethink sometimes part of that relationship, and I wonder if we're, you know, giving enough kovod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One of the things that's brought in halacha is person has to be careful the way he walks around, even when he's b'chadrei chadorim, the way he exposes himself, the way he, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here. There's a sense of kovod. Maybe that's where you know, it's I don't know if it's only that, but it's also part of the chashivus that's put on a person. He's a b'tzelem elokim, and he has to dress in a mechubedik way, and he has to carry himself in a mechubedik way, and he has to speak in a mechubedik way, and all of these things are not just critical in giving kovod to Hashem, which in itself would be enough, but they're critical in that emotional connection. Because if this is going to substitute for the emotional loss of the daiga and the tsar that a person has for the loss of a close relative, then it seems that that's necessary in order to feel that relationship. If I don't realize nechbad mimenu, if I don't realize there's a new level of kovod that I have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to appreciate that, then it's not going to have that emotional impact. And it means that, you know, certainly we have opportunities in our conduct, in our speech, in our dress, and in our approach to tefillah, many of the things that we do in Shmoneh Esrei, to stand in front of a melech and to take the steps forward and the steps back, and the bowing are all for to give that sense of who we're standing in front of. And it seems that that's critical to be able to benefit or to be able to maintain the ultimate emotional, personal relationship. And it sounds like it's both. Is korev nichbad mimenu b'mala uve tikvas toiv. And even for the tikvas toiv, Hashem is molei chesed v'rachamim, you know, and I rely on his chesed and rachamim. If there isn't that mechubad mimenu, it may not have that impact as well.